the Deadpool Wolverine trailer that dropped today, that LFG is the hashtag, let's bleep and go. The trailer is epic. Thank you, Leah, for posting it. We can't play it. There's a lot of F words, but let's bleep and go, Deadpool and Wolverine. And the best part, it's set to maybe one of the most best pop songs of all time, Madonna, Like a Prayer. It's so good.
It is good.
This trailer
I'm with you on that one, honey.
It's so, so good. And these two strutting around. I don't know if you're a Deadpool fan either.
I've seen the first one. I haven't seen another one since, but they're fun.
Well, and you know, in this extended trailer, I just know about the, like, my nephews, they love this stuff, you know. But I like the idea. And of course, it's been 20 years of all of this. Wolverine, as played by Hugh Jackman, he's tired. He's kind of beat up, just like he feels like he would be all these years later.
Being the Wolverine?
Yes.
All right, so the trailer's posted on our show page.
It's real good. I mean, did you like it, Leah? I thought it was real good.
No, I'm a big Deadpool fan, as it is.
It's really good.
I love the beef they have, too, so it's going to be a fun one.
And Marvel needs a win.
Yes, they do.
They need to win, and I'm betting that they feel very good about this by the fact that they gave us this trailer, paid Madonna to have Like a Prayer.
Yeah. When does this one come out?
It's summer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
I don't know if it's 4th of July when it comes out. It's a box office, you know, supernova weekend, whatever.
I know
that
Ryan
is.
Was all just saying, you know, posting about tomorrow as the the promo coming out. And
yeah,
so no, I can't say where he put the actual movie.
I know. And Emma Corrin is going to be the villain, and Emma Corrin, of course, famously plays Princess Diana in The Crown season 1 and 2. She's a very versatile actress, or maybe I think Emma might identify.
She's dating Rami Malek.
Emma is the bald villain of the film.
Oh, all right.
By a character by the name of Cassandra Nova.
What is this, Deadpool 17?
It's Deadpool and Wolverine. It's going to be huge. This is going to be huge, huge, huge. And let's bleep and go, Deadpool says, and let's bleep and go. And the trailer ends
July 26th.
LFG. Which is going to be Reynolds, an ad man who became a movie star, knows how to do viral sensations. Mm-hmm. And LFG might be the best one yet. Short and catchy.
All right, there we go.
LFG.
July 26, 2024. Yeah. Okay, I have been kind of obsessed because Victoria Beckham turned 50 over the weekend. So she had a birthday party for herself, or her family did.
She had the birthday party.
She really did. All the Spice Girls showed up. Tom Cruise showed up. She had a gym injury and got out of the limo and was on crutches walking in. But her kids were there. Salma Hayek was there.
Ava Longoria.
Thank you. She was there. It just kind of looked like everyone was having a really fun time
in London
at this party.
Yeah, I like that we posted the photo that Beckham got of all the girls. The only one I didn't recognize was the one I didn't recognize. I'm like, who's that girl?
Who is it? She's one of the Sporty Spice. Yeah, it was hard to recognize her.
I recognize Baby and Ginger and Scary Spice and... you know, posh, but I was like, who's that girl?
I didn't recognize her.
Who's that lady?
When you're out of your gym kits, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Rumor has it, Tom Cruise did a split on the dance floor.
Did more than that, Julia. Julia. He dropped to the floor, did the splits, and supposedly spun on his back.
I love that this report is coming up. There's no pics. And I'm like, didn't happen, Tommy boy.
It's out there. Now, whether that's it, Tom was described as being particularly enthusiastic after arriving by himself and then leaving on his own at 1:30 a.m. And when he got out of the limo, it caused such a stir that a camera guy got knocked over, probably a Scientology plant, And Tom Cruise went and helped him get up.
I
know.
I saw that. I kind of.
He did. Tom Cruise, there was video at his 49th birthday party of him doing the splits. And I could see him being like Kyle Richards, your endless friend who, for whatever reason,
trick.
Is flexible and they can always do
if
the splits.
If I could do the splits, I would do them everywhere.
Yeah.
I really would.
It's a party
would.
Trick. Yeah.
It's a good one.
It's such a good one. Yeah, it really is.
It's putting your fist in your mouth isn't as cute as doing the splits.
No, it isn't.
I mean, so really, that's kind of a fun one.
Right. So I could see him doing it, but like how, look at that. He arrives and he goes so low.
I mean, who is he going to bring, Lori?
But I'm just
David Meskovich?
No, but I'm just saying, like, this is the sadness of the shell of his life.
All right. He was, and the party favors that everyone got as a souvenir
was
a white t-shirt that said bleep, comma, I'm 50.
Yeah. Bleep it.
Mm. It just said bleep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 50. Mm-hmm. And that's what Victoria Beckham came out.
Well, it is the bleep at 50s.
Yep.
I mean, you will have the most fun.
She did. But the other thing that kind of came out over the weekend, this has been going on for a long time, is Mark Wahlberg and David Beckham, and they're suing each other. David Beckham is suing Mark Wahlberg for doing fitness posts for Mark Wahlberg's fitness company that he bought into in 2019 called F45 Fitness. There's two other partners involved in it. It's an Australian fitness company, and they had David Beckham do some social posts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so David Beckham was supposed to be paid. He believes he's lost about 8.5 million pounds, so it's probably about, what, $10 million?
Yeah.
And so what happened is David Beckham, did his social media posts and did what he was supposed to do, and part of the deal was that he was supposed to be paid...
In stocks?
In stocks early in 2022, but he didn't get them until months later when the stock price went from $12 a share down to $3 a share.
Uh-oh.
So he said it cost him a potential profit of about $10 million. And the delay with his firm that they promised. And so now F45 shares price in the U.S. has never recovered from its earlier price. They're worth just 15 cents on the share, F45. And it has been plagued with closures at franchises in several countries, including Australia, the U.S., and the U.K. and Ireland.
Well, it's a terrible name.
It is. But Wahlberg became a minority shareholder, and that kind of what was happened to him. But another person who lost money in it is the shark, the golf player?
Tiger Woods?
No, the one
Mark
from
Cuban?
Australia.
Oh.
Come on, Greg Norman. Oh. Greg Norman is also involved in this.
Oh, dear.
And so somehow another, you know, Bex and Wahlberg became friends when Bex moved his family to L.A. to be on the L.A. Galaxy.
Well, and Tom Cruise tried to recruit the Beckhams into Scientology.
And they named a kid after Tom Cruise called Cruise.
Yeah.
Which is their youngest. So this...
You go way back.
This is... Okay, the case... has been out there for several years after Beckham and golfing legend Greg Norman had filed cases against F45 in California courts in 2022.
You know what it sounds like to me? This sounds to me like not a very good business plan. They got famous people behind it so they could sell and everyone could get paid an inflated rate, and then it becomes
But they never gave the money back to the people that they promised the money to.
Yeah, no, I don't like anything
about
this.
But you put your name on something that's failing.
Yeah,
And you'd want to. You wouldn't want that because that.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Your reputation.
Yeah.
Now here's someone I have to tell you about who's really, really. She's frosty right now, and I kind of am here for it. Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
She's got a tood. Mm-hmm. She's got a major tood right now. And Lori, you finished Curb Your Enthusiasm. I haven't watched this last season.
It was good.
I'm waiting to get all my things together. So she slammed Larry David. Apparently, she was on the first ever episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, which makes me want to go back and see, which came out in 2000. Larry dumped me, she said. And it occurred following her infamous photo of President Trump, blah, blah, blah. And she said, he's not a funny person in any way whatsoever. He's really not even a pleasant person. He plays a version of himself on the show of who he thinks he is. And she said, did she care? She was asked, do you care that it's ending? She said, I could care less. I couldn't care less because until they give a woman who looks like Larry at Larry's age
a show,
that opportunity on HBO with an open checkbook that says, you can run this however you want.
They ought to, because they could give the show to Susie Essman.
Yes, yes, they could.
They
You could get the team you want. You can do anything you want. You can look like you want and be that age. Then I'll get off my high horse, but right now I'm too busy being bitter.
I love it.
Sometimes I just love her. And I just thought, all right, I get you. I get where you're coming from.
She's got a total point.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
Yeah, for some reason, it's always been more palatable to see a man be irascible and grouchy and grumpy.
Old and
in all these different ways than
it is
women.
To see a woman. But that's Susie. I agree. Tracy Ullman.
Oh, yeah, her character.
Could have a show.
Oh, she's so great.
She's so great.
Mm-hmm. But she had a show. The Tracy Ullman show was genius.
That was good.
And then Friends with Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Which
Strangers with Candy.
Strangers with Candy, thank you. That was the best show on TV.
Mm-hmm.
That should come and start streaming somewhere easy like Netflix. People would die. That was
Jerry
so
Blanks.
Funny.
Mm-hmm.
That was so...
Amy Sedaris is a genius.
She is. Really? She's very fun to follow on Instagram. She just posts the most delightful things. If I ever just need a little boost, a little lift up, I just go, I wonder what Amy shared today.
Squirrels or
whatever.
She's so random.
I have her coffee table book, and I like never put it on the shelf for long.
I believe it. Because
she's got recipes in there that are good and just fun stuff.
She's really clever and funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with the Dirt Alert.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Dirt are we having today?
We got some dirt in the world of children's entertainment. We just talked about, you know, Sesame Street writers getting an agreement. That's great. But there's big money in kids' TV. I'm talking about this Surprise Bluey episode. Did you hear about this?
The what?
Bluey.
Oh,
the
yes.
show on Disney Plus that is a hit with kids and their grown-ups.
I do know it because of the three-year-old.
You've got it in. I don't have any three-year-olds to hang out with anymore. But
Bluey is, they're only like 9 minutes.
Oh, they're these short
little
clips.
Episodes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're little.
They're little.
So they dropped a surprise episode last week on the 14th of April.
Oh, my gosh.
It ended up racking up 10.4 million views worldwide within the week that followed.
Lori,
so they returned.
Bluey.
They returned for surprise episode that dropped yesterday.
Oh,
so another one. So we'll keep tracks on that. But
always ask a parent that is showing Bluey if said child knows about the new Bluey, because really, at some ages, the children only know what you've told them. Like I remember, I had a friend of mine who said the Frozen ended in an hour in.
Yeah.
Whatever the scene was, she's like, oh, it's over, you know?
Yeah. So, they just went in the woods.
Oh, it's over. It's so good. You know, so like this whole Bluey thing,
right?
When I heard about it, I was like, that's genius. To have
these short,
because you don't want your kids,
like,
and sometimes you just need them to just sit for 10 minutes while you get some food together or whatever is happening.
It is.
Yeah.
I think Oswald was my kid's Bluey back in the day.
Was it?
Fred Savage show.
Mm-hmm. We had Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues, yeah. Zoe was into Blue's Clues. Yeah. Well, some more TV coming our way. This one might be a fun one. This is an exclusive. Amazon MGM Studios has ordered a pilot for a new show called Dinks. That's D-I-N-K-S. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about this one?
A very good word. No, but tell us what
it's about. Okay. So it's going to be an improvisational, multi-camera comedy starring and executive produced by the real-life married couple June Diane Raphael. We love her from Grace and Frankie.
Oh, okay.
She plays the daughter.
Okay.
And she's married in real life to an actor, performer, Paul Scheer.
Oh.
And Marta Kaufman is also on board as a writer, executive producer, and a showrunner for this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So it's going under her OK Goodnight banner. So dual income, no kids is what DINK stands for.
Yes. Okay.
So, and it's going to be about Josh and Charlie, who are played by June Diane, Raphael, and Paul Scheer. A couple who, you know, don't have kids decide to build a life together by renovating their nightmare of a dream home. So I think we all saw the Manny Pitt in the 80s.
Yes, we did.
We're going to see if this holds up.
Yes. So that sounds kind
of
fun.
When I see both pictures of these two actors, I know who they are. They've been in lots of things.
And they collaborate a lot. I listen to, they have a podcast where they watch old films and then deconstruct them.
And they both are hilarious. Improv background.
Right. Oh, it'll be fun then.
Yeah. Yep. It looks good.
They are funny. And, well, Mean Girls, 20 years old. Can you believe that?
No.
20. Tell us we're old.
I just watched it my first time.
Old.
And it's still great.
Yeah, it is.
Well, Jonathan Bennett, who played Aaron, took to the socials this weekend and posted a picture, a little throwback photo of himself with Lindsay Lohan and Lacey Chabert, and just kind of gave some props out there. So you can find that one on Instagram. But
did you see the movie, the Broadway interpretation that became the movie Mean Girls? Did you ever go to that, Leah?
I haven't seen that one yet. It's on my list now.
I have no desire to see that one.
Okay,
I don't know
so
why.
Kind of
I just
like to. Too.
I know. Yeah. I just would rather just watch Mean Girls again.
It's like it was a book and then it was a movie. Right. And then it was
a Broadway
musical.
Show. And now I think this movie is a Broadway show, which I never really care for movies that are Broadway-ish. I mean, my gosh, I was ready to pull up my hair during Les Mis. With Hugh Jackman and Anne Hathaway. That was torture. Talk about tortured poets department.
No. Yeah. I was in the fifth row when I was like,
no, I'm not tired. I've seen the live show. Yeah. That's
not my thing.
Yeah.
No, I've seen Les Mis like live on stage. And
that's something.
My husband and my kids, though, they love Les Mis.
Oh, it's so long.
Movie?
Like, they love to sing the songs. They're very dramatic.
There's
like
pretty songs in it. It's so long, though.
Yeah, this is nuts.
Oh, no, that one, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, Mean Girls, watch the movie again. In some ways, I can't believe it's 20 years. Jeez.
20 years, still holding up and coming through for the new one. I do kind of want to see what they've done with this.
Well, nobody's stopping you, Leah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Nobody's stopping me, except for every time it pops up, I'm like, there's something else.
Something else you're going to watch. I know.
There's always something else I'm going to watch. Oh, so this is kind of some fun news coming from the Academy Awards News Department.
Okay.
So the Board of Governors has actually approved some new awards rules that will be in effect for next year's ceremony. That's coming up on March 2nd, if you want to set a Google alarm. Now, this has to go with the score category.
Okay.
So now up to three composers can receive individual Oscar statuettes if they significantly contributed to the film's music.
Oh, so instead of the contributors.
Yep.
So it's just not the one person, three people. Okay.
So, for example, for John Batiste, Trent Reznor, and Atticus Ross, one for Soul in 2020, they all had to share one single statuette.
Well, that makes sense.
I mean,
that's just so ridiculous that they have to.
Are these
that
guys?
They even have to make a ruling about it?
Right, but I mean, this is how closely, because they wanted to always. Hollywood always likes to pretend that everything is done by armies of one.
Jeez,
you know
that's wild.
Yeah, one of these days, Hollywood will make the movie about the Hollywood prop department that fooled the Germans into thinking that D-Day was happening up in Calais.
Okay, that's a deep cut from Lori, who saw. Lori's a history minor right now because she saw the undingle.
No, that's nothing to do with that. I learned about that like in the New Orleans World War II Museum about
all
that.
Right.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool though.
It is. It was it was Hollywood. It was like MGM and all the studios got together, and they like made props, and fired sound. They made the Germans think that that's where we were staging.
I actually remember this.
Yeah,
interesting.
No, yep.
And Hollywood, I'm shocked Hollywood has never made a movie about that. That's all
I can't believe that either.
I know. Doesn't it seem like the perfect kind of Hollywood movie? Hollywood kissing its own butt.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
right, yeah. Exactly.
Anyway, I digress. Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. I like that one. We could deep dive into that one for a while. I don't prom. Well, AMC networks are remaining hopeful that Emmy chances for their zombie apocalypse series are not dead because they've got spinoffs.
Oh, they got spinoffs.
They've got spinoffs.
Yes. Get something fresh, AMC.
AMC, get new programming.
That is the home of Breaking Bad.
I know it.
Well,
Better Call Saul.
The Ones Who Live picks up after the conclusion of the original series. It's reuniting Rick and Michonne, and portrayed by Andrew Lincoln and Danai Gurira.
All right. You know what? I would dip back into that and just try it.
Yeah, for because some of those
favorites. I tried the Daryl when he's in Paris.
Yeah.
1870.
Did you like it?
You're in Paris, and it's zombies, and I recognize everything. It was kind of fun. Yeah.
I've never watched one of these.
I like my...
Yeah, I know.
Vampire, zombie. I like all that stuff. And if it's the storytelling... And it is weird how he ends up there. And I didn't have to watch all the other years. Yeah, I did. But it was just like six episodes of Daryl wandering around 1870 France or whatever it was.
Right. I could see him in those clothes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, Daryl Dixon in those outfits.
He's hot.
Yeah.
Better than Jean Valjean.
I'd like him to be on something I would watch.
Yeah. Well, he's just like doing manly things and killing people. And,
oh, manly things. And then just the usual.
Yeah, the usual. I wasn't equating the two, but like foraging, finding food, getting a boat so he can try and travel back to America, which I'm sorry, I'm not going in a fishing boat from Paris to America.
Oh, absolutely not. I can barely go on a fishing charter with my dad. Like, no.
Yeah. Oh, you're so funny, both of you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and don't worry about John Bon Jovi. He's got a little work coming his way, ladies.
He does.
Yes. It was just announced that the 62-year-old rocker will be a guest mentor this season on American Idol. So he's going to be taking on the role during the finale on May 19th. He's going to be mentoring three contestants.
Very nice.
You know what? Maybe I need to dip into American Idol and just tape it just to see if there's anything there. And just, you know, say hi to our buddy Lionel.
Oh, Lionel's great.
I love Lionel. Yeah, he's the reason to watch.
Yeah.
And probably, I'm sure a couple of the contestants are probably just great.
Loretta Lynn's niece is on it still, I think.
Right? I've seen some fun news coming out of it.
Are you? Okay, I'm going to DVR it tonight.
Okay, good call. Good
That's going to be my contribution tomorrow. I'm going to actually watch something.
We cannot wait.
Oh, yeah, I bet, Julia.
I'm going to send Grant a text. We've got so much to look forward to tomorrow.
Lori's coming.
Lori's going to contribute.
Yeah.
I know it. Thank you, Leah.
You're welcome. Thank you. And of course, we always have more of that that dirt posted online.
Yeah, I know. I like that. All right, we're gonna hear about the traffic, and when we come back, it's Sex Monday.
Thank goodness.
He's six at the MyTalk Studios.
Hey, everybody. Lori and Julia here from Minneapolis Plastic Surgery, and Julia, it was about a year ago that I went in and had my first consultation with Dr. Jarvis. Not my first consultation, because you and I had seen him like 19 years earlier, but I need to have everything answered about a facelift. That's what I was thinking about. Some people are thinking about, you know, breast augmentation or a breast lift or a tummy tuck. Everybody has their own thing that they want.
Yep.
But the first step is talking to one of the three great doctors, plastic surgeons, board certified at Minneapolis Plastic Surgery, Dr. Tholen, Dr. Jarvis, Dr. Singh, all of them fantastic.
And they have so, you're right.
Specialties.
They are so great there. And the consultations at no charge. Ask all your questions. I mean, this is your time.
You get pictures, how many times they've done it.
Right.
I mean, really.
And they're good at their work. They're good at what they do. Go to MPSMN.com for more information. Tell them the girl sent you. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about sex. There we go.
Let's talk about it.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, this is this really was inspired by I had a little encounter last week with a friend who tells me I'm in Palermo, Sicily right now looking at, you know, statuary and paintings. And I thought, I know. Okay. I just thought, okay, it'll, you know, this is that's a off time of the year to go, but a nice time. And I was like, Oh, this is the best. Tell me you're in linen and sunglasses. She sends me a thing. There's a painting or there's something. And it gets me thinking, why, when you go to Greece and Italy or any place where there's things of Greek times, any museum, because you can see it at the Chicago Art Institute or the MI, why do the Greek, why does everybody have such inordinately small penises? Tiny. Little micro arrows, some of them I'm going to call.
A micro arrow.
Yeah. Why, why, without a doubt, you don't see anything, but the Greek statues always have nice, tight, little arrows.
Okay.
And in marble and bronze, I mean, it's not like anyone has been modest. They're nude. You can see the muscles flexing.
Yes.
The thigh. The, I mean, they're very detailed. V's, you know, and then, you know, you get, I mean, remember maybe if you've ever been lucky enough to see the Michelangelo's David. And
I was shocked.
You're shocked at what a, you're like, is that a boy's ball?
Right.
And you know, Todger, it's just, you're like, what?
It just doesn't seem like it fits with it, the masculine body and the stature, and then you get like a little pencil.
Yes. So there was a book written in 2016.
Okay.
We did not have
the author on
Paul Christo, but it is called In Bed with the Ancient Greeks.
Okay.
And the small penis was a constant with Greek ideals of male beauty. It was always portrayed that way. It was a badge of the highest culture and a paragon of civilization. People who were undesirable or depraved or in some way were depicted as, you know, not good human beings, the barbarians of the world, they always had big, lavish genitalia to show, like, what true heathens they were.
Okay. Okay. You know? Funny.
But this is, you know, 400 BC.
Yes.
You know, we're talking about, they were just considered vulgar and outside the norm. And only if you were a true barbarian. So really, you know, big penises and scrotal sacs were discriminated against way back in the
sculpture
day. There was no BDE. No. Ancient.
And having a big, you know,
appendage
was a sign of lustfulness, that you'd probably be a gluttonous person.
Sinful.
Barbaric. So, you know, that's just.
So that was it. How long did that go on for, that they really believed?
Well,
that
you'd have to ask a student of marble and bronze about when.
Please,
give us the era of
651-641-1071. Oh, student of marble and bronze out there listening.
Yeah. Why did the manhoods not match up to the chiseled ab, the bulging biceps, and the flexing
the stature of the body? Basically.
Of the body. Yeah. And then you'd get to, and then it was almost like a delicate worm in a teacup.
And women's bodies were so Rubenesque. I mean, women's that were was voluptuous.
Because who wouldn't want to be in the bosom of somebody with that figure? And, you know, no skinny maidens. That means you didn't have food. You were poor.
Right.
You know, so anyway, it was.
So would we call this the small appendage?
Minute manhood, aesthetically. Why do people have wandered around museums for years and wondered this out loud at lunch or right as it's happening? You know, you'll notice it. It's a constant thing wherever you go and you see stuff from that time period. Everybody's got tiny, tiny teacups and todgers.
Yeah.
Delicate, Julia. Yeah.
I'm looking through these pictures. I was in Paris in February, and all I did was take pictures of naked statues that I saw and send them to my friends.
Yeah, that's very funny.
You know, like you do, because I'm 12.
A lot of it is relying on this 2016
it is.
Books.
Yeah.
Book.
Yeah.
No, and I'm just looking at pictures of peen at work. This is great.
And
ladies,
anyone
thank you.
Who was like depraved or undesirable, they would always be painted or portrayed as having very large erect genitals, you know, like sometimes as tall as their torso.
Whoa.
I know, for people who have been born in the wrong era. But yeah, big penises were vulgar and outside the cultural norm. And that was just something that the barbarians of the world shared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway.
They called it purposeful shrinkage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Huh. So that's today I learned.
Yeah, today mm-hmm. you learned. We also learned from Ashley Madison. That is the online site that people who are in a relationship and want to cheat, their tagline is "Life is short, having an affair."
Lovely.
Have an affair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who came up with that?
I know it.
Is Ashley Madison still around after
yes.
the whole breach?
I'm going to go
yes,
right now.
Yes, they are, you guys. And I'll tell you why. Because there are people amongst us
it's still
that
around.
Are just able to be cheaters and have like two different lives.
Millions of people are looking for a discreet mm-hmm. connection.
Mm-hmm.
When monogamy becomes metonymy or
monotony.
Yes, thank mm-hmm. you, Lori. Rooted and desired.
Listen to this. They always like to survey their members.
Yes.
About what they're faithful to outside of the bedroom.
Okay. And is it nothing?
They were given a list of 20 categories okay. and asked whether they were more likely to cheat on the items listed or their partner.
Okay.
87% of Ashley Madison members would rather cheat on their partner than cheat on their taxes.
Okay, that is so ridiculous.
90% said they'd rather cheat on their partner than on a job application or a test. Wow. Staggering 89% would rather cheat on their partner than cheat on their real estate agent or whoever they bank with.
Wow, there's some misguided cheating going on here.
And they are loyal to their phone providers.
Okay, that's really funny.
Yeah, now people are
we have a call. Is it someone who studied small penises?
Yeah, I think Kristen has some insight for us.
Are you a bronze and marble sculpture person, Kristen?
Not quite, but I did take a tour in Barcelona years ago.
Okay.
Probably about 14. Not going to lie, super intrigued by any penis I saw anywhere.
Of course.
And I don't know if it's true or not, but I distinctly remember our tour guide saying that it was so that it would have whatever proper proportions when you looked at it. But the hands are freakishly big right next to it.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm telling you what I heard. I don't know if it's true, but I mean, they told all of us on the tour, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think that the Greek ideal of male beauty, I'm going to go with this historian because the small penis is so constant with all Greek marble and bronze and paintings that you see of anything Greek. They all are just like delicate flowers.
Exactly. And maybe this person was making it up, you know?
It sounds like, you know, that's you a know, good tour guide sometimes.
When I was a tour guide and I took some senior citizens to the Pella Tulip Festival in Iowa, I can't tell you how much stuff I made up.
This show is made up. This show is made up.
I just made up stuff because I really didn't have time to read the script.
I think it's a good tour guide to add more color, Kristen.
Right. Exactly. You know, keep the kids interested.
Yes.
Just
yes. Funny. Oh, that's so funny. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. That was our first interactive sex Monday.
I know it. What did she say? Thanks for talking about small penises.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what she said at the end. Hysterical, Lori. It's hysterical, but back to your point when you were a tour guide, I can't even imagine the crap you made up. And you say it loud and you be serious.
You say it with confidence.
She
people
does.
Listen.
I did tell
she
the
does
college
it all the time.
Kids, though, on spring break, don't screw on the beach because you will get busted.
Yeah, that's helpful, Lori.
And I'm not going to bail you out of jail. You're going to have to call your parents.
Yeah, there you go. That's helpful.
That was the truest thing I ever spoke.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. I'm Julia for Chan S and Dinner Theaters, and we're so excited to tell you about the great things happening at the Chan. It's such a fun place to celebrate, enjoy friends, and fantastic entertainment. from Broadway musicals to comedy to tribute concerts. But really, there is something for everyone at the Chan. We love it. You go there, you're entertained in one place. You park there. You don't have to go run around. It's so easy.
The food is amazing.
You can order a pink squirrel, relax, and enjoy the big Broadway hit, Beautiful, the Carole King musical, with this cast of 29 people that'll blow you away.
I mean, The Locomotion, One Fine Day, Will You Love Me Tomorrow, So Far Away, Natural Woman. It's an endless soundtrack.
But they also have great tribute concerts coming up. Gladys Knight, Paul McCartney and Wings, Heels and Croft, The Carpenters, and for a ton of laughs, there's Stevie Ray's Comedy Cabaret. Visit ChanEssenDT.com for your tickets. And remember, Chan Essen Dinner Theater's always entertaining you. We are continuing our conversation about why in all the statues that the Greek statues, men have just small genitalia in the paintings. And we had... Yes, we've had someone who said when they were 14, they were told something by in Barcelona that it was just because of something. And now
sizing.
And Emily is with us. Emily, are you a sculptor?
I am not a sculptor, but I actually went to Greece and on a guided tour. One of our tour guides told us that back in the day, a small PP was a sign of great knowledge. Yes. So a lot of the, if you had a big, a big member, a big appendage, that you were looked down upon, like you were really dumb.
Yes. Yeah. That's basically what this, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, so many men that are just hearing this now are like, I was born in the wrong era.
Most definitely.
Oh, that's just so funny.
But yes, that was the beauty ideal.
Yeah.
And that's why it was presented that way. And yeah, I never knew that until I went down a rabbit hole and found this out.
Thanks, Emily.
That's just, so funny. Yeah, thank you, ladies.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
I would love to look at Lori's search history today after.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well,
I put it in.
Yeah, it is.
What was the time period of statues, Greek statues, having small penises I put in?
Yeah, like 400 BC to forward. Oh, yeah,
you're going
to
make up a number. She's just going to make up the next number, so don't even. Okay, because don't even go there. All right.
So then they would always portray anyone, like if they were doing storytelling and painting or however they were doing it, people that were invading, they would always portray them as having... Everything would be overly exaggerated in the genitalia department.
Got it.
To show off their barbaric nature.
Thank you, honey. Yeah. Thank you for that. All right. So something that is happening that was announced today.
No. Barbara Streisand's stepson has announced that he has a memoir, and I need to know if you're going to read this. Because we had an encounter.
Who's her
with
stepson?
Josh Brolin.
Oh, I know it. Oh, yes.
Josh Brolin. He is her stepson.
Yes, and he writes beautiful poetry. And she read us some poems. He wrote them.
In her memoir.
That she does. Oh, yeah.
Does she like Josh?
Loves.
And
loves,
his children?
Loves his children. She's good. She loves
grandma.
Loves.
Okay. And he did bring the grandchildren.
Oh, yeah. She didn't have
children. Does her son have children?
Her son doesn't have children.
So her grandchildren are via Josh.
Yes. James Brolin.
Son.
Yes, Josh.
Okay.
Yes.
He's got a memoir coming out this fall. And I'm nervous about it.
Okay.
It's a weird picture. It's a weird bad cover. And you know how we are about our covers.
Very much.
I'm just going to show it to Josh Brolin, a memoir, From Under the Truck is what it's called. Do you know why it's called From Under the Truck?
Only thing that I know about the Brolins, Jim loves his truck more than anything in the world.
Okay.
His truck is his, that's how he courted Barbara. They go on drives. He's got an older one.
Okay.
And they just drive everywhere in their truck. It's like a
listen
way
to the radio.
To clear
FM.
Their mind. No,
yeah.
And they're peaceful. You know, he's so into his truck.
Okay, well, it's called From Under the Truck.
Uh-huh.
And it's been described as an uncelebrity memoir.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means it's not talking about his celebrity friends. It's just talking about him and his life with his dad and his family. And it doesn't have to drop all the celebs. Like he was married to, you know who?
Diane Lane.
Yes. And
He's not going to talk about that.
He's a poet.
Yes.
And she's very, he wrote the sweetest poem for
really?
For their wedding.
All right, I'm excited now.
Yeah, it's... he's an interesting man yeah. outside of kind of what we saw with him with Diane Lane that night. We met him for 2 hours.
But still, he was mm-hmm. so striking in oh, person. My beautiful. Gosh.
Wow. He was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But he's very happy, and he loves being a dad, and Barbara mm-hmm. Streisand loves being a grandma.
All right.
Okay, the thing we haven't talked about is yeah. the roast of Tom Brady that Kevin Hart is going to host that's going to be on May 5th.
Have I you don't guys... know anything about
okay,
it.
Okay, so Tom, I'm looking, trying to find in my paperwork, BRA, roast. All right. So here's what happened today is
I'm
Netflix.
All for a Tom Brady roast.
He will be mercilessly mocked at Netflix's greatest roast of all time comedy special. He'll be roasted by Kevin Hart, Jeff Ross, and a pile of mystery guests.
This will be the best thing to happen to Tom
100%.
Brady. And I wouldn't be surprised if his PR people were like talked him into this and like told him.
This was first announced last year.
It was.
And mm-hmm. it'll be broadcast live on May 5th. Which is Kentucky Derby Day at 8 o'clock. Is that a Saturday night?
Yes, I think it is.
I think it is. It's going to be done then on May. I think it's a Sunday. So
Derby Sunday, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The Derby Saturday on the 4th. This is going to be Sunday on the 5th at 8 o'clock on Netflix. And he's just going to be tormented. People are so excited about the promise of many special guests. Only 3 people are confirmed to roast. And.
It's the highest honor to get roasted.
I know, and Ross is taking over for years on Comedy Central.
Oh, he's so good.
After comedian Greg Giraldo?
Giraldo?
Yeah, Giraldo. After his death in mm-hmm. 2010, he's roasted, you know, all these other people. This is going to be a blast. Mm-hmm. I used to love
the Comedy Central roast. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The Pamela Anderson one, the
Joan
Rivers.
Don Rickles one, Joan yeah. Rivers. Oh, Joan Rivers was hysterical.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is exciting news. And then I just want to tell you, if you are loving Kim Kardashian or hating her today, she's going to sit down with Jimmy Kimmel tonight.
Oh,
she's the guest. Everything else is pretty much
what is she promoting?
Repeats.
Oh, American Horror Story.
And her new TV show, Calabasas.
He can just ask her about it. She sold it to Netflix. But American Horror Story, the second half of it is airing every Wednesday. And no one is watching it. And no one is talking about it.
Because I don't care.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I have a small amount of window for scary pregnant stories. Like Rosemary's Baby was pushing it for me. That scared the heck out of me.
You were one and done on pregnant scary movies?
Kind of.
Rosemary Baby did me in 1976.
Yeah, something like
I
that.
I haven't been able to go back in 5 years.
And the whole spider thing and the spider. Please. I don't know. There's something very creepy about this one. And I dropped out. So she's on Kimmel to try and get people to come back.
There we go.
And she plays a PR lady and she's pretty good at it.
Is she? Yeah. All right. Thanks, Leah.
Thanks, Leah.
Everybody have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow.
Job done. Off you go.